It's Wednesday, a.k.a. Hump Day, yeah. Y'all know what it means. It's time to tune in to Life of the Dust Live with your boy, Sonny J, and the Team of Reed, our Team of Reed. Let's go.
Dust Body Radio. Life at the Dust.
Career. Steady J holds the title, and I bet when the smoke clears, you gon' need you a bottle, cause this vlog is real talk, ain't no American Idol, Jack and Samore, Terry Lamona, and your divider, and if you don't tune in, you might as well play the lotto, because your chances of winning is like wishing in a bottle, this is Life After Dust, music was with hot models, we got Life After Dust, dust by the radio, to come up is a must, people tune in on you could even visit dustspot.com every Monday and Wednesday. Steady J is on.
We're on, yeah. You know what time it is, man. It's your boy, Steady J. One half of the dynamic duo on Life of the Dust Live. So, yes, man, we're going to go ahead and into it. I know in case some of y'all that are new to the show, or some of y'all, they've been to the show plenty of times, which I just love how we do it. Remind y'all what day it is.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is. Guess what day it is. Huh? Anybody? Hump Day?
Yeah. All right, so today's show, man, we got a lot going on. You know, today is Wednesday. Tomorrow is Thursday. What's so special about Thursday tomorrow? It is Turkey Day, as some people call it, but it is better known as Thanksgiving. See, if Thanksgiving will be going down tomorrow, so I can check that out. You know, check out your plates. You know, shout out to the plates out there. People that can cook, shout out to people that can't cook. But anyways, I'll be able to check it out live and direct wherever you're at. You know, we can't wait. Yeah, of course, get to hear some of my banter about it. But anyways, man, we got... On today's show, we got Jock Johnson is going to be in the building for the first hour. Then, on the second hour, we're going to be on the Team of Reed hour. We're going to be doing Thanksgiving, man. We're going to be getting y'all the pre-Thanksgiving show, getting y'all geared up. So, y'all check and see what we got up our sleeves. Come through, check it out, have fun. And you share your commentary, man. And anybody ever wants to share commentary, you know, always call in at 347-202-0389. Hang in there. You know, sometimes some people be on hold forever because they be calling in extra early, and we'll be ready to open up the lines there. So, sometimes the best thing to do is check and see if we open up the lines. We open up the lines. You can speak. All right. So, we're going to do we're going to go into some music. We're going to be covering some music. We're going to be back right here on one of the craziest shows in the world. Life at Dust Live with your boy, Sonny J. And I know what I'm thinking for. I definitely want to look for some quiet time. So we're going to take it to my boy, Q Harper.
Hey, baby.
Hey.
You know, I want to make love to you with your clothes on. Is that all right? You see, baby, I want to spend some quality, quiet time with you.
Is that right?
It's been a long week, and you're kind of tired. You're feeling kind of worn out, baby. Let me take you higher. Lock all the doors, baby, and throw away the key. I wanna spend a little quiet time, you and me, baby. Hey, yeah.
Feel a long week, and you're kind of tired.
Hey, oh yeah.
Feel wanna spend quiet time with you. Hey, yeah, yeah. Hey, baby, baby. Woo! I wanna relax your mind. Let me do all the things that make you feel so good. So, so good, baby. I wanna make love to your mind, sweetheart. I wanna make you feel like my queen, baby. Ooh, yeah. Oh, my, 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 baby.
It's been a long week and you got
to 'cause it's been a long week, baby. Let me rejuvenate you, baby. I wanna make you feel so good, baby. Ooh, baby. I wanna spend quiet time with you. Hey, baby, baby. Just let me spend quiet time with you. Just let me spend quiet time with you. Ooh, 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 baby. I wanna be so good to you, baby. I wanna rub your shoulders, your back, baby. Just let me spend quiet time with you. Pretty brown eyes. Hey, baby, baby, baby. Just let me spend quiet time with you.
All right, we're going to hit y'all for the track, man, because that's what we do. We give you some music. Our next track, which we're going to hit y'all with, man, is by Mary Jackson. Or should I do the one by Kiki Monroe? Let's go to one by Kiki Monroe, because I think it's set perfectly for that we keep the little boo thing going on. So let's go with Ride or Die. That's one of the things we're thankful for is Ride or Die people. So let's do it.
Yeah. down to hold me down, be by my side. And said true, she gon' always hold it down no matter what we go through. She won't cash, I give her cash. I won't ask, she give her ass. I'm her king and she my queen. We make a bad dream team. She and cash be our thing. Stay clean up on the scene. You Kiki Monroe, you the baddest girl. Go on and do your thing. Show these hoes what a ride or die. Bitch, really mean. Show it love to the king. Stay focused on my knees. She'll do anything for me. I swear I'm living in a dream. The way this girl is doing this and doing that. I think I found my ride or die queen. And that's a fact.
All right, everyone. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. All right. In case y'all forgot what day it is on the show.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Hump day?
Yeah. It is hump day. It is also pre-Thanksgiving. Oh, man. The taste of the food now. But, oh. So throw it on, man. Welcome to the show. No, nothing we're thankful for is the fact that we have guests to come to the show who usually put it lively. And if they weren't lively before, we bring it out of them. So I'm going to go ahead and welcome to the show our boy, Mr. Jack Johnson.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Problem, man. Glad to have you, my brother. How are things going on your end? Are you in the ATL getting it in? How are things going as you get ready to eat some great food tomorrow?
Yeah, it's all good. We down with my grandparents right now, but just chilling. But until this concert I got Sunday, opening for Modest Behavior down in Savannah.
Okay, hold on. Wait. Let's roll it back. Whoa. You say you open for Modest Behavior?
Yeah, Sunday in Savannah.
Okay, yeah. I really great to see when artists making big moves. Always great. So, we're going to jump into the DeLorean and go all the way back in time. And kind of tell everybody what got you, want to do music in the first place. What led you into the music industry?
I was always around music, like when I was growing up, and my parents always had music playing wherever I was going, wherever I was, so I've always loved music, but I didn't ever dream of doing music until like a couple of years ago, and I just started writing, and then I met Maserati Bird with Game Tight Records, and everything fell into place from there, though, but yeah, that's pretty much it.
Okay. So, well, now, was there ever any artists there when you were younger that kind of inspired you to really go this route as well? Like, as far as, like, when you were younger, were there any artists that inspired you to go this route? Some people was Pac, some people was Jay-Z. Mm-hmm. We got on a list of people all through long.
I'm a big Pac fan. I was born in 96, so I think just that year was a big year. And so I follow him as much as possible. And then I like people like LL Cool J and like the way he can go from, he went from doing music to doing movies too, because I also want to be an actor. So I like to think of myself to be versatile in the entertainment industry.
Okay. You never limit yourself. That's how you become a bigger brand, and people say, "Oh, this good dude, the package deal." So,
that's
smart.
Yeah, that's
man.
What most people don't know. It's all about branding yourself.
Mhm. And acting definitely, because acting a lot of times is what leads people to listen to your music a lot.
Yep.
All right. So, as far as like your rituals when you going to go into the studio. Everybody got different. Everyone has different. Some people, they go jumping off of balconies, or some people, they listen to really loud music in the air, get crunk or whatever. What do you do before you go in the studio to prepare yourself to be ready to do what it do?
It's always music. I listen to other people's music and try and get me in the right mindset for whatever I'm about to go lay down. Or I'll just take some time off to myself. I'll just be extra quiet. Most people think of me as a quiet person, but I just, like, sit off to myself and just be thinking and going through words in my head.
Okay. Yeah, I know better than that. I can tell you that you're somewhat quiet, but I know better than you. Tell like my brother. Everybody's like, oh, he's a quiet one, but if they only knew that everybody find that out every Thursday. Everybody finds out every Thursday in the show that, oh, my God, I did not realize he was this lively. He's like, yeah, he's pretty good. So, yeah.
Yeah,
one
time.
You don't fool me, man. You don't fool me.
Yeah, once I'm on stage in the studio, it's a whole different feel. I'm able to just, like, be me and just, like, let everything just loose.
Right, what I look at it is it's not that some of y'all are being quiet. Some of y'all are just thinking. You're in thinking mode. So it's not necessarily that you, like you said it perfectly, so sometimes you're just in the corner thinking the ideas right. So it's not that y'all just always quiet. Is that you're thinking stuff, and you're trying to get ready to, when it's that time to talk, you're going to go in.
Yeah.
So,
like, I could be having a conversation with somebody, and I'll just be like, hold that thought, and I'll just go write something down real quick.
Right.
Like, I'm always thinking and surveying my situations around me and stuff.
It's always do that. It's a very intricate part in the career. My bootleg Morgan Freeman voice. But yes, okay. So as far as I know a lot of people obviously hate me when I do this, but that's what I'm here for. Start trouble every now and then. As far as so far in your career, what's been some of the greatest moments you had, and what's been some of the worst moments? And not necessarily it was all on you. But so it might have been an outside force who did something to mess something up for you. What was some of your great stuff that happened? And what was some of the best stuff? What was some of the, even the worst stuff that happened?
Best things that have happened. I have to say that feeling you get when you just walk in somewhere, like into a store or something, and you pass by somebody's car and you hear a music playing. That was the first, like, realization for me, like, last year. And then to hear, like, really big people, like, shouting you out and talking about you. But even with that, there's also people who want to talk about you in a bad way. And I know for a fact that I've, like, even lost friends who I thought I was close with. I've lost friends over this. Some people don't want to see where they can't see where you want to be in life. Like, they don't fully understand or, like, know where you want to go. So it's kind of hard sometimes, but you can't let anybody else, like, detour where you want to go. Like, with rumors and stuff.
Right.
Like, I've been rumored to be dating Kylie Jenner, which is, like, crazy to me because I've only spoken to her, like, a couple of times. Like, I don't really know her like that. So.
Here's my thing. You know, a lot of people do that. It's just funny. And you're the first person I've ever heard. No, I've heard people say haters, but you're the first person I've ever heard know, bring up the fact that sometimes people used to call them friends.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes they, because sometimes, but, I mean, sometimes that's how it happens. That's how life stuff can work sometimes. Sometimes people,
yeah,
they have to spread apart for, you know, in certain phases, they have to not be a part of that phase.
Yeah. I mean, you also, it helps you see who was really there for you. Like, I know I have a small circle of friends I know I can count on. I can ask them to do anything. Like, go on a road trip for me, they'll be there right there with me. So.
Well, I was with the ones, like, when they, like, when you were doing it, you know, you weren't big necessarily for you. And, you know, you reached out to them before and said, oh, man, please, man, make sure you check myself. I will, man. And they don't do nothing. But then they see that you get bigger and bigger and bigger. Now they want to be a part of the movie. It's like,
yeah, yeah.
Everybody always wants to be a part
music
of
too.
Product and not part of
yeah.
The production process.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Some people are funny like that.
Right, and I mean, yeah, so yeah, you could have, like I said, you're the first one that said it that way, you know, has brought the friend factor. Cause it's, you know,
yeah.
I know how it is. I have lost some friends. I've lost some and then regained them and all kind of stuff. That's another part, too. Sometimes you'll lose some for a quick second, but it's a phase. Sometimes you have to go apart from each other for a little bit to make something happen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yep,
so what we're going to do, we're going to go ahead and go into a quick song break, come up with a quick song break. We'll be chopping up some more of you. And I see we got callers too, so we'll check that out in a second as well. So y'all are listening to Life at the Dusk Live, Hump Day at the Dusk, Wednesday, the pre-Thanksgiving show. And got my boy, John Johnson in the building. Y'all tune in. We'll be back in a moment. But, you know, since you brought it up and you said 96, I got to do this for my music break. This is what I'm going to play. I'm not going to say he's going to hear it. So here we go. We'll be back.
Thank you.
Can y'all see? I cannot sing. All right, we back in the building. With your boy Jock in the building with us on Life of the Best Live. With your host again.
What up?
Man. A song I always, you know, the 90s, man, 90s. For me, y'all. If you were born in the 90s, y'all got such the best. Best music ever, man. So the best. I stand by that. Then the best, two best eras in R&B is 70s and 90s. I know people want to argue me on that, but hey, you try to prove me wrong, man. I'm pretty value your head to head on that one.
No, you're right.
Because there's a lot of great ones today too. A lot of people, when I say that, it's a lot of great music today, but it's just those movies, like how the movies got started in each of them was like, okay, bam, like there's intricate movements in those areas, but there's still a lot of great music today. Don't get me wrong at all. But anyways, get back into it. You know, some people are like, dang, nah, I ain't old, man, so y'all can get out of here. But anyways, man, I'm coming back to the show because, you know, we got some more crazy stuff, and we're definitely going to, because that's what we do best. Like I said, we start trouble here. So another thing I want to talk to you about is as far as some of the, you know, some of your personal stuff. So I'm going to dig deep. First off, Thanksgiving is coming up tomorrow. When you go to the table, what's the first thing, you know, you get ready to put the plates, put stuff on your plate. What's some of the first things you got to put on your plate? You know, everybody, I've just got to make two rounds because, you know, you don't never get everything on the first round.
For me, every year it's honey baked ham and grandmother's dressing. That's really my favorite right there.
I think about that honey baked ham, baby. Oh my god! Okay. Now, what do you get for dessert? What's the dessert? They might get the favorite. What do you got to put
on
the plate?
Either a strawberry cake or a sweet potato pie.
I was like, he going to say what my favorite is. He said, oh, man, sweet potato pie. Shots. I just had such a day at work. Big ups to them for having a pre-Thanksgiving party at work. I was, what's up? Now, what about cheesecake? You don't be digging cheesecake, making cheesecake.
Yeah, I like cheesecake. Yeah.
I always had that for my birthday. That's how much I love cheesecake. That's my birthday for that reason.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so as far as, you know, for some of the people that are listening, because you talked about earlier, some people started rumors of who you were dating and whatnot. As far as your love life, you know, is it existent, non-existent, in limbo, what's going on?
I'm not really talking to anybody right now. I'm just focused on music. I'm trying to get myself where I want to be. But I feel like within the next year, I think 2014 is going to be my year. So we'll see.
I understand what you mean. I'm single for a reason, my name, so. I got to ask you this, because I know, especially you being single, and I had to deal with this myself. Do you ever have those people that come to you and they always feel they ask you why you're single and then they always make it like you better or something?
Yeah.
I hate that.
Yeah.
Because you'd be tripping and I was like, what?
I can't believe you're single. Why are you single?
I was going to ask that question.
And why
you asking? Right, and the thing is, it's not obvious you're a bitter person or why you're single.
Yeah.
Like, people think you're single is you hate the world and like all girls, all guys gotta die. That's not that type of thing. Like some people that feel like that for real. That's not the case.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got, because some people want to rush in relationships and stuff, but you got to take in the people that's patient with you. Hanging in there. Them people you got to keep your eye out for, because that's probably the person you're supposed to be in a relationship with anyway. So, you know, and when you ready to be in a relationship, that's probably, that's not one of the first people you looking at, then I don't know what to say.
Yeah, I feel you on that one.
All right, now as far as your most embarrassing moments, what's been the most embarrassing thing has ever happened to you? You know, we all got something. You know, I've heard, and when I say I've heard almost everything on here, I've heard almost everything. But there's always new ones that always top another one. So I never know. Let's find out, man. What's your most embarrassing moment?
My most embarrassing moment, it's not even being embarrassed in a bad way. It was more so a good way. But I think one of my songs was played at the school prom last year. And that was a little weird.
Wow.
But it was in a good way though. But yeah, it was something.
Yeah, it is crazy. Like, you know, some people, you know, your local, they don't necessarily play your stuff the prom per se. How was it feeling all together? Like, how was you feeling that whole entire time? Like, lead us up to the moment when it happened. You know, then you start going, what is this, like, real? You know, how does it all happen as it led to that
moment? Yeah, like,
the reaction to it.
Yeah, like, like, people I go to school with, they just see me as, like, just a classmate, right? Because I've always been that to them. And so I think once they heard everything that I was doing and that I wasn't one of these, like, play rappers, and I was, like, for real about it, and then for that to happen, I think in a way, they respected me for it. But it was still weird because, you know, as soon as the song came on, they said my name, everybody in the room turned and looked at me. And I was just there like, okay. I was like, all right. And everybody just started dancing like ain't nothing happened. But it was an experience, though.
Yeah, it does throw you off. You're like, what? Wait a minute. okay, so I'm with you because I think you might have some more embarrassing moments that you're not telling me. So I'm going to get some help. I got some help in the building.
Help?
Yeah, I got some help. All right. So, caller, I need your help. You know, is he holding something out on us? Is this some more embarrassing moments that he's got that he's not telling us?
Hi, how you doing?
Hey.
Hello.
Do you know who this is?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I can think of a couple of things.
Oh, man, it's time out to report. Tell it.
Well, I don't know if it was embarrassing to him, but it was embarrassing for me. I think it kind of, I don't know. We got an email, and we kind of sit, and he goes through his emails from fans. This particular one, we opened it up and together, and the girl wanted his address to mail her underwear. And he just looked at me like, I can't believe my mom just read this. But it was really interesting. It was interesting. That kind of threw me for a loop. That really threw me.
Bro, done dug up the moms on me, bro.
Oh, yes. That was up there.
Yeah, that's when I knew that things were changing.
Wow.
Hey, but they say that's when you know it's for real, when she start getting those type of mail.
Oh, I don't know.
I had to do my.
Yeah, that's when the Kevin Hart security, he comes in.
Hey, it's a crazy, it's a people out there, man. They be, I've heard this, And you know what? If you can go to the show, it goes so you. I'm glad you brought that up. People always say that. They always say that guys are so thirsty on Facebook and that. But I be telling them, some of these girls, they say some stuff to you that you be like, you know, as a male ego, you're like, oh, yeah, I'm feeling that. But sometimes, you know, but in your same mind, you be like, whoa, wait a minute.
Yeah.
I guess I'm just not used to the things that the girls say now, you know, with me being so much older. It's interesting, things I read and he reads, and it's just interesting.
Yeah, some of them, they say some stuff, and they be like, turn down for what type stuff. I'm like, whoa. You know, I mean, yeah, you turn down just a little bit. At least a chick didn't do it in your face, and she just did through a letter. Because some chicks are like that these days. They'll do it in your parents, then your parents' face and everything. You're like, what? What's wrong?
Yeah, they have. They have. He's had some moments. It's...
Oh, man. I was like, you know what? I'm thinking it's going to come in handy. I use my lifeline.
Yeah. He is a pretty quiet person overall. His dad's quiet, so you know, my husband and I, we'd sit and look at him sometimes when other kids would be excited about moments. He's the most focused, laid-back person. Like opening for Mila's Behavior this weekend, we're so excited and people are calling us and girls are screaming, and when he got the news that he was the opening act, he said, "Judy, I'll work on my set." I mean, he didn't hesitate. He didn't relish that moment. He's automatically always into business mode, you know, what's next. I always tell people, if he wins the Mega Millions, he probably go, "That's cool. Thank you. Thank you very much."
But I don't tell him, this is what it is about, too. It's probably is, because like you say, he's in a focused mindset.
Mm-hmm.
That it's more so in the fact of like he in his inside, he's like, you know, that's how he feels inside. But you know, outside, you know, he's like, I can be cool, calm, collective, get this done. But you know, and I get excited later. But I'm ready to get him on a mission. But you know, I mean, he ain't screaming like a girl that won call number 10 or something. You know,
right.
On the radio.
Well, I was glad to be able to help you with your...
Oh, no problem. I'm glad. You know, it's always good to have a lifeline in my pocket every now and then.
Yeah, I owe you one more. I owe you one more secret. I told you you asked for two. Let's see.
Oh,
I know what he doesn't like for people to know.
Oh.
All right, wait. Hold up.
I'm like, wait.
I think it's a good thing. But he, Jacques reads music very well. He plays the viola and the violin. He plays it very well to hip-hop music. And one day maybe he'll incorporate some of that in his work. But that's a secret that he keeps kind of to himself.
Hey, I know what? I've been feeling on that. First, I understand it. As a football player, You had to tell people. You tell people, "Hey, I play the violin." Especially, I'm tall, so you look at me and people are like, "Hey, I play the violin and I play viola and I play the cello and all that stuff." And they look at you like, "You play the what?" You know,
I play football
in high
school.
Well, yeah. I'm gonna let him get on to you for that and enjoy your Thanksgiving. And Jacques, I'll see you in the morning. Don't be mad with me.
Uh-huh.
All right. Love you guys. Bye.
Love you too, Mom.
Bye.
All right, man. All right. I know, man. I know you're like, this dude brought a lifeline into the equation. I know. Sometimes you never know what might happen. I didn't even plan it. I just happened to check the phone lines. I said, "Oh, who is this?" Bam. Oh, okay. keep that in my right pocket when it's ready to be used. But yes, I know. I always get y'all here. It's fun. It's so much fun. Okay, so as far as, as far as 2014 is approaching us, and it is around the corner. It is, it's the 27th? It's the 27th, so, yeah, we pretty much have 3 days left, 3 days in a month left, man, about a year, and then it's 2014. So as it's approaching, what's some of the stuff you want to do differently in the upcoming year that you didn't do necessarily, you didn't get a chance to do this year?
I want to see myself gradually make it to bigger stages and further my name as a brand and maybe venture out and do more songs with more people, like big names and open for bigger names and stuff. But it's all in God's hands, though. That's the way I look at it. So always got a backup plan for everything I do.
Play A, B, C, and D. I've been thinking this. It's in my head all so long. How old are you?
I just turned 17.
Man, dude, you are. I want to commend you on. I got to commend you on it right away. Is that it's? And I'm like, this dude's young. But I was like, I might be tripping. He's not young. You got another 50 years. Let's find that out. Because I remember, I'm 10 years older than you. Yeah, I do the math. A lot of people out there try to do the math. Yeah, I'm 10 years older than you. Do the math. But it just cracks me up because I remember when I was your age, you kind of remind me of myself because, you're like working hard, doing all this other stuff, and you're focused. Yet you carry yourself a certain way. And it's like some people that have been on the show, I've seen people on some of the shows that, are older, and they don't really, it's like, wow. Like, I can't even put my finger on it because it's tracking me up. Like, they go on the show, and they're just not really there. Like, their brain's not there. It's not on time with everything. It's the questioning, all that kind of stuff. Or just when you listen to them talk and they'll read their vibe, even on some of the goofy stuff you talked about, it's like you're still in a humble mindset. You're mature. You're mature for your age. It's always a good look. It always helps you be ahead of the game.
I got it from my parents. I think it comes from my parents, the way I was raised. So my parents always raised me to be a forward thinker and always business-minded and try to better myself for my future and not wait on anybody else to hand you something and go make it yourself.
Exactly. That's perfect. I mean, God, people, I need some of y'all to, if it's a 17-year-old gets this, if you're 10 years older than him, hell, if you're 5 years older than him, and you're not getting it, I can't feel that you can't expect, you can't expect that to be handed to you. It's on you to make it happen. A lot of people don't get that. It's on them. But, hey, you get it, which is why you're making a lot of stuff happen at your age, so. Definitely keep doing what you're doing, man. And I'm very glad to know you at this age now, because it's gonna be crazy to see when you, 5 years down the line, what's gonna be the case. It's gonna be crazy.
Thank you.
All right, so man, as far as if I'm gonna throw the ultimate question, I throw at everybody, and that's if today was your last day. You had 24 hours to live. How would you spend those 24 hours?
I would just want to make sure that everybody would remember me as like what I was trying to be and what I am, And remember that I was a hard worker. And I would want my music to be able to be timeless music and to live on past me being. I want my music to be shared from generation to generation. And I just want to be really within years, I want to see myself as a legend. Like, I know a lot of people say that, a lot of people, some people say it but don't really believe it, but I feel like within, like, maybe, like, the next few years, I feel like I can be that, and I put that in my mind, so once something's in my mind, I'm going to roll with it, and I'm going to go after it, so that's the way I feel.
All right, well, man. I definitely want to, you know, thank you for coming to the show. You were the Givens, you know, I always love when I see people who are really young, starting to already have an idea what they want to do, you know, serious about it. Though, and the people always doubt, you know, just because we're young that we, you know, they make a stereotype of everybody else around them. They're like, oh, well, you know, young people, man, you know, they're always doing this, but there's a lot of young people that's really focused, and we don't get our just dues. So, you know, really, I want to take the time out as, you know, as a person who's in the game, who's a little older than you, you know, just really reach out again and let you know that, hey, keep doing what you're doing, and know that I really understand what you're going through first hand, so keep staying focused, and everything will happen. Now, I want you to go ahead and let everybody know how they can find you, or as I have to call it, stalk you.
All my social media, Twitter, Instagram, all the good stuff, Facebook is at Jock My World, JACQUES, My World. And I also have the EP My World on iTunes. It's doing great right now. So go ahead, go cop that. And website is JockJohnson.com, and come follow me and watch what I'm doing and be a part of it all.
All right, well, man. Again, thank you for coming to the show. And we finna go ahead and go to the music break, and then we get ready to go move closer to the Tea Marie Hour. Again, I thank you for coming through. I thank your mom for coming through, you know, for being my lifeline to get you.
Yeah.
All right, man.
All
right, we gonna go into this Tyler Noel, y'all. We'll be back right here on Life in the Dust Live. Your boy, Sunny J. Yeah.
I'm crazy about my first love. For the ultimate foreplay, listen to beating like I'm a Kama Sutra DJ. As you come to, the only thing that you can't say, you just had your first sexual holiday. Happy Thanksgiving, our special holiday. I'm gonna ready, right? We going all the way. Happy Thanksgiving, our special holiday. I'm gonna ready, right? Celebration of the way that we go sexin', sweat dripping from the smangin', come and slide out combination. Got your lips touching on me as I fulfill life fantasies. Climax after climax, cover you up, you're debating on the canopy. She's leaking, legs weakin', I'm the hummus ceiling for a special need. But the madness don't know what's expected, cause I'm not thinking out the box, I'm at the galaxy. We go the distance. Forget about Cupid, got a sex apprentice. So lay back, let the fireworks blast. Giving thanks to our annual sex appendix. Happy Thanksgiving, our special holiday. I'm gonna ready, right? We going all the way. Happy Thanksgiving, our special holiday. I'm gonna ready, right? We going all the way. Happy Thanksgiving, our special holiday.
The physical pleasure that you gave me, so I had to give you one of your own, baby.
Happy Thanksgiving, our special holiday. I'm gonna wear you right. We going all the way. Happy Thanksgiving, our special holiday. I'm gonna wear you right. We going all the way. Happy Thanksgiving, our special holiday. I'm gonna wear you right.
Get ready, go for second.
Happy Thanksgiving, our special holiday, and guess what time it is? It's time for Team Ray. What's up, T? What's up? What's up?
Oh, nothing much. Thanksgiving, turn up. We're going to bring in Thanksgiving together.
You know that's an official holiday now, right?
What, Thanksgiving?
That happens every, yes, Thanksgiving is a holiday that happens every September 20th.
September 20th?
Yes.
City J, what the hell are you talking about?
And the people who made the sun, they created the holiday. They made the holiday up. And so every, and they decided that the 20th of September is, you know, they made the first one was 2 years ago. Was the whole one too? Was last year? Yeah, it was last year.
Oh, so are you ready for Thanksgiving?
I am. You know, I'm ready to turn up on the turkey, turn up on the food.
Well, just so I can let everybody know, your girl in the kitchen, getting ready to throw down. Now,
You know
look at me, I'm all excited. This is my first Thanksgiving where I actually cook. Most of the time I'll just do like one dish. So last year I did my broccoli rice casserole. So this year I'm like doing everything. I got my turkey wings. I'm going to get ready to put them in the water. I got my yams. I'm going to put me some marshmallows and pecans on them.
I was getting excited already.
I got my pineapple upside down cake I'm finna do. Then I got my chocolate cake I'm about to do. What else I'm doing over here? I said my broccoli casserole. Yeah, your girl going in over here. Now, you know, all it is me and my little boy.
Here's my point I was going to make, which is, so basically you're telling us that you're not one of them girls, you know, they just look cute and don't want to, you know, they say, I don't got a cat. You know, some girls can't even cook, you know, like, how you can't cook many rice, man? Like,
nah, I'm the chick. I mean, I get in the kitchen, I do what I do, because I was raised that a way to a man's heart is through his stomach, and you know, so I was trying to get there. So, yeah, I can cook. I got my little garlic and my bell pepper and my onion and stuff. I'm going to act the food with my little wings. But, yeah.
You know, I had a very hot thing to say about what you said, the way to a man's stomach is stomach. I mean, way to a man's heart and stomach. I had a very hot thing I'm afraid to say about that, but I'm being good today. We were good.
Yeah, look, I'm being good. Well, you know what it is? My excuse when anything goes off like that's hump day related is it's Wednesday. So you know me. I don't care. Look at me. I don't care. Turn up. Did you have your tree up here, Teddy?
You know what? We usually do, but we didn't have a problem. We've been moving stuff around, kind of getting ready to put the tree up. But we have not put the tree up yet. This has been, you know. And so that, you know, people be working hard, man. I gotta go get it at the storage. This is all this work of this list of things I gotta do to give up. It's a lot.
You say what?
I gotta go get it at the storage and all that good stuff. Then I gotta put it up. You know, gotta try to do all this. You know, I don't know, man. Try to do something right for them. So yeah, I don't know. But you know, I decided I'm gonna do for I'm a mess of my knees. her little crazy self. So what I decided I'm gonna do, I'm gonna put on my Santa Claus uniform, because I was saying, you know, y'all know I did the Santa Claus. I was shooting, and so I put my Santa Claus uniform and mess with her tomorrow.
You say you're gonna put on your Santa Claus suit? Well,
yeah,
it's not Christmas, Daddy. It's Thanksgiving, boo.
Don't matter, we're getting ready now. You know, so don't have the Christmas tree up now. So, yeah.
Shut up. Well,
I'm
I got my little boy. Once he gets through, he's getting a Christmas decor from in my little patio storage space. So once he gets through, I'm going to let him, because I want everybody to call in. Is the tree out there? Is it bringing in? I went and bought a tree. Look, I went and bought a Christmas tree. And, I know I already had one. Yeah, I thought I threw my other one in the trash. But, So what I want everybody to do is call in and just, you know, it's time to just tell everybody things that you're thankful for and, you know, what you're looking forward to on Thanksgiving. So I want to hear everybody feedback. I know I'm thankful for family.
You got one of them Charlie Brown Christmas trees?
You say what?
I said, do you got one of them Charlie Brown Christmas trees?
No, I don't. Hell no. No, I don't. Do you, Sadie?
Nah, man. You know, I do everything big, you know. Everything big. You know, my tree is bigger than, you know, the one out over when they do the Macy's Parade. I'm going to try to be up early so I can watch the Macy's Parade from start to finish. I'm gonna try to be up early. You know, I'm used to it. You know, I'm used to being up early. My brain is being up early. So yeah, it's just we.
I know, cause
we don't see. We don't do it. Turn up, turn up. I ain't gonna
lie.
So
you're not cooking. Do
you
know
that's a judge y'all want to. But guess what? I am. You know, one of the floats I'm excited about seeing is a Power Rangers float. I don't care. Nobody got to say it about me. I want to see the Power Rangers float because I do be watching Power Rangers. Don't give a damn what you got to say about
you
me.
You
want to
see the Power Rangers float?
Mm-hmm. You know, the little, you know, they get every year. There's always that float you want to see every year. And it's a big one, like, oh, I can't wait to see the float. I want to see the Power Rangers one. I know that's going to be off the chain. I've been ready for it.
Yeah, I know. We got a Thanksgiving parade, too. I'm probably going to take my little boy to let him see some of the activities. Because I never went to the Thanksgiving parade.
Yeah, because I know they show me. I know they always have the Macy's one on. Then they have, then I've seen y'all's come on. The HEB one, correct?
No, I think it's the Macy's one, which it's one that we always have downtown.
Yes, HEB. Yeah, y'all HEB, because New York is Macy's. Then y'all, I think, yeah, because matter of fact, it is HEB. Who's why I know?
I was not HEB.
Because I've never,
who does
that? That does what? Which one?
HEB, I don't think I was his HEB. I know Macy's, but I don't think it was the HEB, but who knows? I've never attended the Thanksgiving parade, so this will be, well, probably when I was in school and in a band and stuff, but like when me grown with a child, I never attended the Thanksgiving parade. So I'm going to probably take my little boy and let him see what it's
true.
Like.
I've played in more to play. I'm going to be more specific. I've marched in a Thanksgiving parade, so. Yes, it is fun. We do one here downtown for worse, but then we do Parade of Light, and it's basically gear and everything. We do it every Thanksgiving. And matter of fact, it's not on Thanksgiving, I forget that. It's on Black Friday. We always do it on Black Friday, and it's basically gearing everybody up for Parade of Lights. Wouldn't it sound like Christmas? So. Yeah, so we get it in, and you know, we was type of band. We play like stuff like, you know, everybody know, like we go to a Grammy TV game, we play that swag music, you know. That's how we be doing it.
Yeah.
We come in
my little boy, I'm gonna let him get his little butt on the phone and entertain you for a little while. What he's gonna let you know is, Poppy, you got to come over here. His name is Nathaniel. He's going to let y'all know what he's thankful for. I always try to keep his little mind challenging.
Today's been young. Because you know what? I thought my guest from the first hour was 17, only 17 years old. And this dude, his maturity level was so above his age. It was ridiculous.
Hold on. Here he is. You're thankful for a lot. Okay, hold on. Get over here. Look at me trying to get him to stand up right and everything. Shut your my head at me. Hold on. I'm going to give him the phone. Okay, now let him know your name and tell him what you're going to do. Hi, my
name is Nathaniel Turner, and I'm going to talk about how thankful I am. I am thankful for my family. I am thankful for my God. I am thankful for my life. I am thankful for my birthday. I am thankful for my cousin. I am thankful for my mom. I am thankful for my dad. I am thankful for my birth. I am thankful for my living. I am thankful for the people I look up to. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you too, man. We got to give you a hand for that. That was good, man.
Yep. That's my list of what my baby is thankful for. He's 7, and they have to do a little poem or something at school, so that's pretty much what he read, and he wrote it himself. So he's thankful for his mom. Look at me, that's the only part I remember.
I know, look at you. I know. You're something else. She's like, okay, he said a lot of great things, but I remember my part. That's what I remember.
I know, he's thankful for his mom. Huh? Look. Anyway. But, yeah, I mean, it's a lot of things that you have to be thankful for. I'm thankful that I'm ahead of ahead of what I was last year. Every year I try to focus on me becoming a better person. And
this year I think I've accomplished a lot. I still got a lot more to accomplish, but I'm thankful that I have the strength to persevere. So I'm just thankful for being able to take another breath. So I know I'm going to enjoy spending time with my family because we, you know, traveling and stuff, you don't get to spend as much time with them as you could or that I would like. So I'm going to take advantage of that tomorrow. I'm going to send me some eggnog right now, too. Look at me.
Oh, man, I hope they got some eggnog. I think they did. Oh, speaking of the Power Rangers, too, man, I see it right now. As I go down my news feed, I see talking about the Power Rangers. Okay,
the Power
Rangers. I'm gonna try to get,
what is some other floats people want to see? Call in if you want to talk about the floats you want to see. Anybody going to the parade? Anybody who's, what y'all looking forward to for Thanksgiving? I know I'm looking forward to eating. You know they was talking about on the radio, I mean on TV, that during the holidays, well, they said Thanksgiving, that people consume 4,500 calories. Can you stop? 4,500 calories? That's a lot of calories.
Right.
Put it up. So, yeah. I'm like, Lord, but I got my my detox ready.
Yep, let me get sure I get on that same level, you know. You know, I don't need more help. Yeah, I don't need no help. But,
look,
yeah,
I know
I'm going
to be trying to detox afterwards because I'm eating up everything.
Year. What'd you say?
What else? I say I know my ass going to be trying to detox because I'm eating up everything. It's not nothing that I plan on not eating besides some pork and beef.
I'm gonna tell you what I'm excited about tomorrow. What is one of the best things about Thanksgiving?
You would not know. Pineapples.
Football. Cowboys. Dallas Cowboys. That's what I'm thankful for.
You ready to say
on
the Cowboys,
every Thanksgiving, the Cowboys come to play.
You know what? I'm gonna watch me some football tomorrow too.
I'm getting up early. I'm giving my grind, my Thanksgiving grind. Watching my parades. Then I'm gonna go into watching the games. You know, you got Detroit. You got Detroit going against the Packers. So that's gonna be interesting.
Oh yeah. Is the Saints still in that thing?
Oh, the Saints, man, they eat far ahead.
Oh, they are? They doing the damn thing, huh? Shout out to the Saints. Yeah. I love my N.O. people. Shout out to N.O. Let me quit.
Another one, then the next game, the game that matters, is the Dallas Cowboys versus the Raiders. Okay, Raiders, me, one of my fellow radio hosts, we're going to be feuding against each other all goddamn day because he's a Raiders fan, and of course I'm not. So me and him going to be going at it the whole time.
Well, I'm not a big Raiders, so whatever. But shout out to those Saints. Look at me. Done switch from the Texans. I'm a team hopper, y'all. I'm
not
a club hopper, but I'm a team hopper.
They're not the ones playing tomorrow. But anyways, it's about the Dallas Cowboys.
The Texans not in the playoffs anymore?
The Steelers and the Ravens play against each other. That's going to be a crazy game. It's a lot of great games tomorrow. If you love football, it's going down tomorrow. Make sure you check out those games. NFL.com. Yeah, cut your shit.
You silly.
So, yes.
I'm gonna watch football tomorrow. I'm gonna be sipping on my eggnog too. I might put that damn eggnog down and give me some a little stiffer. No, I'm playing. I'm just playing.
You saw you drunk up already. But anyway,
I'm about to. You know what? And I'm sitting here trying to get this tree together too. But I'm gonna give me some of my eggnog because I'm planning on staying up late tonight. So yeah.
I always tell everybody now that you always have links for alcohol. I don't always have. I don't. You know what? I rarely drink alcohol. I just drink it straight up. I like the taste of Asian dog. So it just meant to me, you know, I thought I mean, alcohol helps, but it just, you know, Asian dog.
Yes, it does. I'll say amen to that. Now let me quit.
Nah, you've exposed. She's exposed.
Yeah,
you were crazy on
Saturday. Don't have me no eggnog that don't have nobody's alcohol in there, because I'm going to ask you, what you want me to do with this? Anybody got time for that?
No, ain't nobody. Yeah. Nobody. Nobody got time for that, you know. And I have a shot to my gunshot. That's some shots fired. But anyways.
You over there whispering and stuff?
Shots fired.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yep. Officer. That's officer. Yep. You know, I'm doing it. Mixed up a little bit, but, you know, I'm thankful for life. I'm thankful for y'all's help. You know, that every freaking person listening to the show, because you didn't have to. You didn't have to listen to the show. You could have said, oh, this is a whack behind show. I don't know why I left on that. You can't, but you listen to it, so we appreciate you for that. I'm thankful for you. I'm thankful for Angela. I'm thankful for Riri. I'm thankful for Desi. I'm thankful for Goldie. I'm thankful for Chase. I'm thankful for Simi, because y'all are the magical glue of the shows, making it happen. And, yo, I just want to keep continuing. Keep this bond going, because I wanted to continue to see big things. And I'm thankful y'all just hang in there. And I love the fact that I don't fucking have to hold y'all hand, per se. And y'all are just as excited about the movement as I am. And it makes everything so much easier when you got people who, you know, that beat you to getting excited about it. It's almost, I love that. So,
yeah.
I'm thankful for that. And I'm thankful for this food I'm about to mash. I'm thankful for the...
Who are you telling? Turn up to the food.
Thanksgiving feast we had at work today. Yeah, they had free Thanksgiving. They had shrimp cocktail, all kind of different chicken. They had chicken. They had sweet potato pie. They had cheesecake. They had cupcakes. They had cookies.
Damn.
They had potato
salad. Why you ain't invited me to your job, huh?
Yeah, so you'll drive all the way from Houston to come to Fort Worth.
You know, I went from the driveway like that. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I knew that. I knew you didn't have time for that. She had to say that about you. Yeah, she knew that. She talked to y'all, man.
Ain't nobody got time for that. Yeah, ain't nobody got time for that, Ms. Brown, Ms. whatever the baby name is. Look at me, I don't even know the baby name.
Mm-mm-mm. Yeah.
Go ahead.
I'm also to my family, too. I take it to get a chance to thank my family and my friends, to everybody who supports me. I'm thankful for just being able to every day wake up and try to get out of, you know, start all over again, do better than the last day, and just keep having a chance at it, at my dreams. I'm thankful for that. So that's just a synopsis. I'm really going to dinner table tomorrow, but I didn't want to give y'all too much.
Look at you. You ain't giving us so much. You're good. But, yeah, I mean, I'm just ready. I'm ready. I wonder what's the wildest thing somebody did on Thanksgiving. What's the wildest thing you've done on Thanksgiving, Sid?
Turn up. I used to go out on Thanksgiving. But last year, the first year, instead of going out on Thanksgiving, I went out on... on Black Friday. I usually don't, because for 10 years straight, I was always working on Black Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So I wasn't used to it. I wouldn't, you know, too dog tired. You work at 12 hours straight, and you deal with the holiday crowd. Yeah. Ain't nobody got time for that. So I party on Thanksgiving, and then, you know, after that, I ate, and then get ready to go to work the next day early as hell and be there late as hell. So, I'm so glad that those days are gone. I did not miss retail for that reason. This is the time of year that makes me say another thing I'm thankful for is not working in retail. I am thankful for that, most definitely.
I can imagine, because then y'all working holidays and all.
Right. Now, you know, obviously now more places are starting to be open on Thanksgiving. What does that say about them? You know, it just really, wow, wow, wow.
You know
like,
what?
Listen,
I heard
Walmart's
that places
open,
are open 20, on
Walmart's
Christmas.
Open on Thanksgiving.
I heard that it's a lot of, like, department stores and stuff that are open on Christmas. And I thought everybody was closed on Christmas.
No, whoa, whoa, whoa. You said there's the ones that's open on Christmas?
Huh?
You said there's one that's open on Christmas?
It's stores that's open on Christmas, yes. They're only open from, like, 10 to 3 or something like that, but it's still the point that they're open.
Hmm. Wow. I know, you know, movie theater people, you know, they got their reps. They working year-round. Because always the
you
movies
know what
are always
do,
open. Because
you know
when people
ain't
at work, that's when the movies make their money the most. So the people at the movies work year-round, man. I don't know how they do it. Tip my hat out to y'all. They ain't nothing I want to do. Got clean, Big Bubba then spilled the popcorn on the ground and his nasty behind, whatever. He dropped in most of the popcorn. His big behind, most of the popcorn missing his mouth. Bob bounced off his belly onto the ground. It's real. Y'all got to suit that up. Like, come on, Big Bubba. Make sure the food hits your mouth. You know you've been seeing that. You know what I'm talking about. You be in the movie theater, and people are out there, be Big Bubba want to eat over there, steady
eating
popcorn.
It'd be dark. So, and then, you know what? The last movie I went to see was Best Man. Oh, my God. I love that movie still. I want to go again. I started to tell somebody that I didn't see it because they wanted me to go see it with them. And I was like, it don't hurt to see it twice. But I ain't no liar, so I have to be honest. I was like, yeah, I've seen that movie.
Yeah,
you know
yeah,
it's a movie with Jennifer Hudson that's coming out tomorrow.
Yeah,
Jennifer Hudson.
My mom was just talking about, oh, you going to go see that movie? I don't know. I'm trying to think. So I said the Spirit Girl movie. The studio is going to move.
I
want to
go
see
it.
See it.
I think I'm going to go see it. I think I am going to go see it.
The Smith Summertime, I was seeing movies left and right. I got to be amped real hard to go to movies. So, yeah, that's how it is, Shotty.
Yeah. Well, I wonder if we have. I heard you jamming some Christmas music. You got some TLC?
Some TSS and TLC?
You have a merry little Christmas and a happy new year.
Happy new year. Let me get my hard drive out. Get my hard drive. It got everybody and me mom on there. I bet you it do. It do, man. Yeah, I know you were. I know you was over there being naughty. I was talking about it got a lot of kind of music. You over here acting up. Ain't nobody got time for that, man. Nobody.
I know.
Nobody. Who don't want to
I'm
hear that? Nobody.
I'm hoping it's damn upside down cake. I ain't never baked no damn upside down cake before. I'm hoping it come out right.
You know how to bake it, right?
Shit, I'm finna, hold on, first off, for the record, your girl ain't baking it homemade. Yes, I'm making it at home, but it's straight from Betty Crocker. Don't.
You know how to make it, right?
Yeah, I know how to make it, but it
has
to.
You got to turn it upside down and then make the cake while you're upside down.
Oh, so I turn up the. Oh, okay. I'm gonna have to make sure you turn upside down and you make the cake. So I turn upside down and make the cake.
Right.
Okay, I thought I turned the cake upside down, but.
No, you turn upside down and make the cake.
Oh, okay. Shut up, Betty.
That's why it's called Upside Down Cake, because somebody made it while they was upside down. Ah, see, you didn't know that. You learn something new every day.
You know, Christmas is going to be here before you know it.
You didn't even know it. You know, that's people that can't, I don't know how to talk. That's the Florida stuff. So. We forget it for Crippler. That's how you take it, Florida. I'm going to throw somebody out of nowhere. I'm going to throw somebody in the bus. Judy, what you think? What you going to think before Judy?
Say it again.
What are you most thankful for, Judy?
Shut up. I'm most thankful for family.
Don't be telling me anything that's not nice.
You said what now?
I said you just be picking on me.
Yeah, I was going to unmute you. So, yeah, I just had our play. And I see it's another number. I'm going to unmute you in a second, too. Don't hang up. Sit still. All right, so I want. So, Jenny, go ahead. What are you thankful for?
I am thankful to finally be back home. I have not been back home since April.
April?
April. And that was for, like, a day.
And where's your home?
Oh, man, I didn't tell you, that's crazy. Wow.
Yeah, I live in the Houston area.
Oh, okay, and that's where you live, in Houston?
In a little town outside of it, yeah.
Oh, okay, yep. Cool.
Tomball.
Okay, don't even start.
Don't put her on. You know what? You gotta overlook it. We just gonna pray for him. Look.
I tell you what Tomball is. You know, like when you driving, like you
no, you've seen a farm road. That's what you've seen.
Tomball like a little. You gotta take. You know, you gotta go past Betsy the cow's house. You gotta go past former John house, and then you get it. You know, that's
he
far as Tom.
You don't even know. He's just speculating.
Yeah,
you don't even know. What type of food you looking to eat for Thanksgiving?
Me?
Yeah.
Some dressings, some mashed potatoes, some greens. What else? We have like a gazillion pies and cakes.
Hell yeah. I don't think nobody doing a pecan cake at my place. It's my place now that I think about it.
Oh, we
I don't like pecans. I hate pecans. And we had pecan tree in my old house. Oh, my God, that person hung up too. Y'all, they be
so impatient, huh? Patience is a virtue.
I said that. I said, hang on, don't hang up. God dang.
And I heard you telling them, hold on, don't hang up. Whoever that is, we don't fight. Now let me stop. I'm playing.
I remember I just remember in my head quick, too. All right, well, go ahead. Go ahead. We were talking about pecans.
We giving our caller, you say her name is Judy?
Jenny.
Okay, Jenny. So, yeah, you say you're looking to eat. What other stuff? You ain't named no kind of meat.
I'm a vegetarian, so. My mom asked me, she was like, are you going to eat the ham and turkey? And I was like, I might eat the turkey. And then later today, I was like, I probably won't eat the turkey.
Will you be vegetarian this year?
I mean, the taste of ham already just puts me off. Now that I've been off it so long, I don't even like ham anymore. And then turkey is just kind of like, eh. So I'm just going to stuff my face in dressing. So I'm pretty content with that.
Well, whatever it's your day. Look, it's your day. You eat what you want to eat.
What you want to eat.
I'm going to have me some turkey. They can keep their ham, they toxic meat. But I want me some turkey. I got my turkey wings ready. I'm going to let them marinate in this seasoning overnight. Now, let me quit.
All right. Well, Judy, I'm pushing back in the meat. You know, let you go ahead and get ready for it. And I'll go ahead and do what you do.
And thank you for calling in, too. Thank you. You want to give a shout-out or something?
Not really. I mean, I guess I give a shout out to Sody J. He's always keeping me in the
loop. You want people to follow you on your social sites or something?
No.
Yeah. Don't be all anti-social.
I'm not.
Where's my shots fired? Where they at? There you go.
She being anti-social. Well, if you don't want to, you don't have to.
I mean, but I'm not. It's not that I'm anti-social. I don't really got anything to do with
all
right now.
She don't socialize on the net. I feel you, my sister.
Well, see, that's cool. That's what's up.
He already knows how I feel about the bird, so we're not even gonna get on that.
Oh God, bird. Don't be coming for Twitter. Please don't start today. Don't start.
No, let me stop. All right, he's gonna get in now. Well, if you all right,
thank you. Thanks for calling, Junior. I see we got another caller from Bring Him On. And let you go back in and listen, because I know that's what you're doing. Listening. And you didn't even expect me to open your line. She didn't even know it.
All right.
All right, we got somebody from, and this is, we see a good a call back in. Y'all be oh so edgy. 883-2272. You're on Life of the Dust Live, the T. Marie Hour with your girl T. Marie, co-host Sadie J. What's up?
Hey.
Oh,
hey.
I knew it was when I heard that 272.
I want to say I'm thankful for my sisters and my family and everybody in the whole wide world, because without the world, it's like so boring.
Okay. This is my little sister,
Sadie. This girl is a man. And I just want to say that my mama left her poetry season in somebody's car.
No, you would not do that on the phone, because I started to tell you something, too. Tell people where they can
find
me on my
life. You can find me on Instagram, _girlthatsher. And
Whoa. Slow down. Wait a minute. You said find on Instagram, huh?
Yes, _ Girl, that's her.
Girl, that, like that. Oh, now, I got to ask this, because, you know, y'all be spelling stuff ghetto sometimes. Is it spelled D-A-T or is it spelled T-H-A?
It's spelled correct. It's GIRLTHATSHER.
Okay, so we're going to be nosy. That's what we do best. That's what Sadie J does best, be nosy. Are we following her right now?
Well, yes, I did. Not see much of it. I want to let her once I get through with my show. Turn down.
I just followed you. Well, oh, man. Hey, hon, so you said hold us a tea. You said that's your sister?
Yes, that's my baby sister. She's my mini-me.
Oh, my God. I started laughing. First thing I did, and I clicked. I said, that's you. That's little T. Marie.
Yes, that's my little mini-me. Y'all follow her. She's crazy. But get off the line. Talk to you later. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Thanksgiving.
Oh, you know what? Why are you on here? Because I was doing this earlier with somebody, mom, that doesn't be missing. Oh, man. I was going to tell a secret about you. Oh, man. We'll try again.
A secret,
man.
About who? She hung up?
You. Yep, she hung up just in time. I was going to have her put you on blast, but I missed her.
Nah. She listens. She'll call back. But don't be trying to find out secrets about me, because I don't care. It's not really much you don't know about me, Sadie. Especially if you follow me on my Instagram. What don't I post on Instagram? Come on now.
You always find out childhood stories, though, from people. So that was going to be, you know, find out stuff like that.
I'll talk about myself with some of these childhood stories, but I ain't going to do it.
Like, for instance, like where you are. Now, did you go, her name is T. Marie? You used to talk like that and stuff. You know, we could have found that would be like some.
No, I used to call my, what was crazy, Sadie. I wonder if anybody remembers Sparkle. She came out with R. Kelly. You remember her? Okay, well, this was before she came out. I thought I was the shit. You couldn't tell me nothing, right? So I thought I was just
right.
hot.
You still,
I came
still,
up with the name
the
Sparkle.
Same way. You think you
I came up with the name Sparkle, right? Why, after I came up with the name Sparkle, and I finally, like, grew out of the name, I was like, I don't really like it no more. Here comes Sparkle for the with R. Kelly. I'm like, well, I'll be darned. But, yeah, I thought I was a little Sparkle growing up. Shut up. Yes. I wonder what old Ruder is. Anyway. So, yeah.
I'm talking about the cop. I told him to call in today and told him that you acting a fool.
I'm acting a fool, me?
Yep, I said don't
I ain't
call
been
in today.
Today.
Not tonight. She lost her goddamn mind. Don't call in. That's what I told her.
No. Don't do me like this, Diddy. Anyway, but yes, she making my little sister's making some kind of strawberry pie pop. So they like strawberry pies, but it's on the end of a stick.
Oh, okay.
That's kind of crazy, huh? It's not crazy. It's just different. It's interesting. I'm ready to see what it tastes like.
It's like a
pie
on a stick. I get it.
Pie
on a stick.
Yeah, so it's like a popsicle, but instead of a popsicle, it's a pie.
Yeah, okay. I'm on the same page as you now.
Quit exaggerating, shit.
Hey, I'm telling you, listen, I had pieces of sliced bread, man. I had sliced bread yesterday.
Sliced bread? Shit. You know what? Anyway, Sadie, whatever. Yeah. I'm over here fun fumbling with this Christmas tree. I need the.
So do you have a gift for me under your Christmas tree?
Do I have any gifts?
Do you have a gift
up under
for
there, like,
me?
Right now? But yeah, I get gifts to go up under there, but I ain't finna wrap it. I ain't got nothing wrapped to put up.
So you got my gift already. You have so you wrapped
no,
my
I
gift
No, I didn't
up
get
soon?
Your gift, and I got shut up. No, Daddy, did you send a gift? When is it supposed to arrive?
I did. I sent it. But you know how it is the holidays. It takes a long time for it to come in U.S. mail. So
you full of it. You know what? And I was supposed to send my address so I could get me. I could have been having me some whiskey for Thanksgiving. Remember?
Yeah. Right.
So
I know.
I got my brandy.
Brandy.
City.
I got, you know, I'm about to drink my cup. I'm drinking this Courvoisier. And I got some Parmesan. Shout out to my brother-in-law for their Parmesan. Turn up.
Turn up. It is real.
Hey.
Look at me.
I'm off all week. Turn up. Yeah. So, yeah. Can anybody tell me nothing? So, yeah. It is what it is.
Yeah.
It do what it do.
I'm making do what it do, baby.
I'm making do what it do. Yeah. See, you gotta say it so smooth and fast. Like you said, I'm making do what it do, baby.
That's the fastest I can say it, Steady. Damn, I ain't. Who is that old boy, Timberland? And his bitch, I can't be. No, Twister. Yeah, I can't go out fast like Twister.
Can't go out fast like Twister. Why you can't go out fast like Twist?
So damn, I can do it fast, but I can't do it that fast.
you can rap fast?
Hell no, I can't rap. I'm a model.
You see how I did that? I'm
so you be DJing for your family on holidays, like tomorrow?
Sometimes I do. Like, I'm like, matter of fact, two Saturdays from this Saturday,
mm-hmm.
I'm DJing my brother. No, actually, two. I'm doing my math right. I'm trying to figure out how to say that right. It's 1 week away on Saturday, but basically that's two Saturdays. So I'm doing my brother's wedding. I'm doing me DJing the wedding reception.
No, I mean like for y'all have a Thanksgiving event. All right, y'all have the family over for Christmas. Do you DJ?
Sometimes I do. You know, just see how the spirit move me. Sometimes I get at the piano. I go in. I'm serious. You're laughing. You're laughing at me. I'm so serious. I'll be getting in that piano. Don't let it fool you.
He's like, shoot, well, you don't just do it, so you don't just do it on a regular. Well,
yeah, you know, I know I just sneak it up on you. No, I even got my own music on here, too.
You got your own beats?
Mm-hmm. I got my own music. I just don't really play it that much. But I can blow. Don't let it fool you. Don't let the games fool you.
You can sing, Sandy?
I can sing. Don't let the games fool you.
Sing something, for real. Man, can you sing or are you just on the phone pulling my tail or my leg or whatever these things are?
I
don't want to be
sing.
Saying bullshit.
I can sing. Don't let it fool you. Don't let the games fool you. I can sing. I even got a track right here that I made.
Well, go ahead. Press one. No, I want you to sing yourself. Don't be trying to play nobody else.
Hey, it's Brian McKnight.
I'm not playing nobody else. I was playing my own and you just stopped me, so I'm not going to play it now, I think.
Yes,
I'm going to let you hear it.
Come on, Sandy, quit playing. Get everybody getting out.
All right, I'm gonna give y'all something. Give y'all a little something. All right. See, this is what I'm gonna do. This is what I'm gonna do, right? This is what I'm gonna do, right? Okay. One, two, three. Turkey in dressing. Eggnog, I want it all. Turkey, I want some dressing.
Sandy.
I want some eggnog. I want it all.
Yeah, don't be mad at me. I thought he really could. I thought he really had something going for himself. Please don't get mad at me. I didn't know it was my first time hearing it, just like it was y'all first time hearing it. Don't shoot the messenger. I ain't know what he had going on. For real. So, my bad. Sandy, don't do that no more. What is wrong with you?
So you trying to say you didn't like it?
No, I'm not saying that, but what I'm saying, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Shoot.
Okay, bet that. Well, you take your poster and slap yourself upside the face with it. That's
poster.
How I felt when you said something about my singing.
Oh, Sandy, don't act like that. You had it going. You just was a little off key. We got to work on you practicing them, hitting them certain notes and stuff.
You certain notes,
right? American Idol keep you on the first couple of rounds.
I'm being serious. I'm not in serious mode.
Come on, I'm trying to see if we can make it to American Idol. They'll keep you on the first few episodes with their first song.
Okay. That's great.
You know how they be having the little people on there that they be making fun of when they be on the show? So
yes, I used to have one guy's in there. I am your brother's forever. That guy. And then they had him on the finale show. So, wow, that was something else. Or the guy, she bang, oh, baby, and she moves, she move. You know, that was, wow. I mean, we don't hate on me, but there's a guy who's out there, and he made a funny song. He said, you see, he gets to make money, and he's singing about a goddamn Fox fame where he don't fucking say. I ain't never seen Swiper on Blues Clues to sing like that, or, you know, say that kind of stuff, so. Hey, he getting paid. Why can't I get paid for my singing? You see me? You see where I'm coming from?
I feel you.
I'm just making sure you feel me. You know, do you hear me? I know you hear me, but do you hear me?
I hear you.
I'm making sure, you know. Honestly, I don't really think you hear me, though. I just think you just laughing at me, and I'm like the buddy with you. You're going to be talking about me at the dinner table, talking about that stupid dude was singing.
Well,
no, Sadie, you should really sing from my heart.
And I ain't gonna be feeling that, okay?
Shut up, anyway. I will not be the butt of your jokes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I ain't mean it.
Okay.
I mean,
sure.
You know,
we
stuff just happened.
We Gucci
and soft gravy, baby. Only my down south country ass will be talking about some damn gravy, shaking my head at myself.
Yeah, you are country. Ooh,
I
know. Yeah, I always
people
laugh because
you know what?
The countryest person on the countryest person on life at, on all the shows at all the shows on Just Saw Radio Network.
Don't do me like that.
Angela,
hold on, something just came to me.
Angela is the countryest person in all of us. I did not know because I had never really heard her talk before. And then so when I first heard her talk, I said, dang, you country.
Sadie, shut the hell up. Nobody
country.
But listen, y'all, what we discussing, just in case there's some people who's just tuning in, people just calling in and talking about what they're thankful for. And, giving any shout-out, need any, want people to follow you on your social site, hit us up and let us know. But, yeah, I just wanted to get a little update there. But, anyway, Sadie.
You.
My little angel is, I'm putting my little angel on the tree. But, yes, I'm ready. I'm over here. I'm feeling good from my eggnog. My tree almost up. My baby say, forget season. He say it's the spirit to be jolly.
Yeah, he letting you know. He said, yeah, you acting foul. He got to let you know what time it is.
Yeah. Everyone should, yeah. I'm just ready. Now I got to finish up with my career. Have you did any Christmas shopping, Teddy?
Nope.
No? Are you going to do any Christmas shopping?
We'll see. We'll see if the spirit moves me.
You know what? Everything you do, seriously, you might be, you know, but be led by the spirit. You're right.
Led by the spirit, you know, the spirit moved me. Behooves me.
Because it ain't going to lead you wrong, so you're right.
Yes. Yeah, when I want to do it, I make it do what it do. You feel me, my sister?
You do, baby. I feel you.
But do you feel me? You really feel me. That's what I'm trying to make sure. Just making sure of it.
I feel you. Oh, shit.
Now, I'm upset because I'm serious, man. You know, I've been on your heart about this. I ain't no time to play. I want one of them. You say you ain't got, you only got three left for autographs. I want one.
Oh, yes. I got you, though, Sadie. You know you don't even have to worry. I have you. The only thing I'm trying to do is get my links together. But I have, you know, I'm going to make sure I keep you one. I've got to go get you an envelope, and I got you. Yes, my poster is just there.
I've been waiting to get one signed, you know.
I know. After the holidays, I promise, I'm focused on you. It's all about you, baby, after Thanksgiving. It's all about you.
All right. Bet that.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to send you two coupons. I'm going to send you a coupon for a free.
You better not send me no damn coupons.
I am. I'm going to send you a coupon for a free double cheeseburger at McDonald's.
I don't even eat beef, so don't send me nothing with beef.
And wait a minute, I got you. Just in case, yeah, I was prepared for this. You get 25 cents off your Mighty Wings. You get 25 cents off Mighty Wings at McDonald's. I was prepared for this. I knew you might not eat whatever, so I was like, okay, I got more coupons where that came from.
And what did I do? Pull out the hat.
Oh, Shady, well, thank you. I'm not going to sound ungrateful. If all you have to give me a story. Well, no, not for my poster, though. I'm going to be all...
I'm buying the poster. I'm going to make sure people know
So you're just going to send me the, you're going to send me the coupons just on GP?
Yeah, you know, coupons, you know, that's a gift for purchase.
Oh, okay, that could be one of my little Christmas presents. You heard me say one.
Right. See, yeah. See, coupon.
You silly city. Shoot. You're going to see me posting a picture on Instagram at like 5 in the morning talking about finish with my tree.
Mm-mm-mm.
Shut up, Nathaniel. My little boy's so goofy.
Oh, no, you're going to be having that Charlie Brown Christmas tree. I know it. You're fronting on the show.
Shut up. You silly. No, but if that was all I could afford, Sidney, thank you for being mentally talking about it. City, they used to have them kind of Christmas trees in the classrooms and stuff. Yeah, a little plant, a little bitty plant. You'd be like, is this the Christmas tree?
Hey, Charlie Brown had it.
Christmas tree. And Charlie Brown made it work, too. He said before she break it. Yeah, I went and got my cat, my little cat. I'm going to dress my cat up for Christmas. Cat. I love my little cat. I used to have a Siamese cat, Sadie. Why I cry like a baby? I cried like a baby when my cat came up missing. Somebody stole my baby.
Someone stole it?
Yeah. Yeah, they stole my baby, but that's okay.
Somebody stole your cat? Yeah, you know it.
Yeah, I was crying. You talking about walking up and down the street? Crying like a little...
I'm not yawning. I'm over there I'm just making a funny voice. Yay, me.
Poor hush.
Hey, everybody need love, man. Yay, man.
You know how to fry turkeys?
They know how to fry turkeys?
Mm-hmm.
I know how to fry that chicken. Fry that chicken. Fry that chicken.
Shut up. I'm talking about turkey.
No, I don't. Actually... You know, I'm not going to say a frame. I don't know how to do all that. There's some stuff. I have a lot of I can do. I ain't really done that yet. I can tell you a lot. Mainly the dish. I know it says I'm mainly Mexican and Italiano. People tell me that at work today. It was like, oh, yeah, because you're not from here. Exactly. I'm used to Italiano. So, yes. I know how to cook that. That's my favorite stuff, man. Italiano. Yeah, so that's how we do it. That's how we do it, Shawty. You know what I'm saying?
That's how we do it, Shawty. Out here in the tea.
Yeah.
Look at me talking about out here in the tea. Shaking my head at me.
So you're shaking my head at you. Shaking my head. And I'm not going to say information because I'm really shaking it. It's really shaking right now.
Shut up, City. Look at me, somebody shut up, City. Your city say no. We supposed to be
no means no. Okay.
Yes. Well,
okay, poop lady.
I know.
I'm over here. I can't wait. I can't wait. This is my favorite time of year. This is my favorite time of year. To turn
you
up.
You can't wait to what?
Can't wait to get my food on my plate tomorrow.
I
can't wait to watch my Cowboys. to, man.
I know I'm gonna be glutton, and I say, Lord, please forgive me in advance for what I'm about. No, let me stop. But I know I'm gonna eat because I want a piece of every kind of dessert there is, and I say that because I'm just saying it because I eat. You know, on a regular basis, I eat healthy. But I'm finna, I really try to watch what I eat. But tomorrow,
yes.
As long as it's not no beef and as long as it's not no pork, it's going to definitely be on my plate. Hey,
okay.
Hey.
All right, all right. Cool. Bet that. All right,
look
so I know we got about three more minutes left over. We get ready to start doing these fun of shout-outs. I'll put a shout-out because y'all know Black Friday is coming up. And y'all know that Monday is Cyber Monday. Well, you know, if I get my P's and Q's, get it done. We will be having issue number 4 of Healing Canvas out on Monday. How perfect is that? Healing Canvas magazine. You know, I'm finishing, doing the last finishing touches. Like, did it all done right by then? We'll have it ready for Cyber Monday, so y'all be on the lookout. We just might do it. Then.
Might turn up.
Just might, you know. And I'm dropping the price down for issue number 3 for Black Friday. So take advantage of it while you got a chance. Because it's going to be low for a bit. And one side is.
Go ahead on, man.
So, yeah, y'all take advantage of it because once it's not day one, it's no more for you. All right, so
look at you.
You got to get that out.
You're so silly. Is this the issue that you're in?
You said, why not?
Is this one of the issues that you're in?
Yeah, this one is in. Issue number 4 is what I'm in. That's the one where I am Santa Claus. Well,
no,
not,
Danielle,
but I go by S. Claus.
No, Steady, listen to me. Anna, Danielle, or Ann, Danielle. Remember the girl we was chopping it up with on Wednesday night?
Yeah, Anna Danielle's in the one I'm going to drop the price down on Friday.
Thank you. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, y'all want to cop that.
You.
She's a little cutie. Definitely cop that. And. Check it out. Yep.
I know. See, you be having my guests try to y'all team up with you on me against me. I don't be feeling that. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Everybody loves me. If you don't love me, you're just a hater.
You try to turn Michelle against me. You try to turn Anna against me. But Sunny J always prevails. When there's a J, there's always a way.
Yep, you forgot the tea. Why you left out the tea?
Oh, we had to end the show. That's my trademark.
Shut up, no.
Everybody, when people see me, they refer to me to that as whatever Jade is away. That's how some people greet me. Like, I feel famous.
But you know what? That's pretty cool. I like the way you made that go together, though. I like that. For real.
Yeah. Appreciate it. Let them know how they can follow you. Or how they can stalk you, whatever you call it.
Y'all can stalk me. Y'all can follow me. Don't stalk me, please. I ain't got time for no ghost followers and all that kind of BS. So if you don't follow me and let me make it known that you're following me. Don't just be ghost following this stuff. Anyway, but yeah, follow me on Instagram at tmarie_the_model. D is T-H-E, because, Daddy, I started thinking about what you said, how people be spelling stuff out, Ebonics, but no, it's spelled just T-H-E. Then you can follow me on Twitter at T-Marie_M-O-D, and then you can like me on Facebook at T-Marie, the model. Yep. I want to give a special shout-out, but my cousin, he always, whenever he comes in town, he always brings me some of this thing on shea butter. Homemade, and this stuff I always have my skin. I call it my skin crack. I know that's kind of crazy or lame or whatever, but I call it my skin crack. So, a big shout out to Marvelous Marvin.
But okay, cool.
You still say, what you say?
I'm none.
anyway, it had my skin feeling so soft and so smooth. So big up to Marvelous Marvin, you know, with the skin crack, the shea butter. Anyway, yep, yep. Big up to this turkey I'm finna eat. Now let me stop. Okay, Sadie, let me quit.
This woman off of air. She's going delirious. I've read everybody.
On the eggnog. Now let me quit. I'm playing, y'all. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, okay, yeah, right. She's not playing. Y'all got to check out the show. That was any part of the show. You can go to blogtalkradio.com for us. Sadie J. You can listen to all the shows from there. You can go to iTunes, type in Dust Cloud Radio Network. It's spelled the exact way it sounds. It's not ghetto spelt. Go there. Bam. And you can be able to listen to the show that way. Then finally, top it all off, go to dustspot.com. DUSKSPOT. Dust Cloud. Go there. If you are a person in the industry, make sure you're on there because that's what you want to be. We try to show people that, hey, how we try to bring the network here back to social networking. Okay? So that's what we're trying to do. So y'all come in there and chill with us. If you're in the entertainment industry and making it do what it do, come join the network. All right.
Yep, yeah.
We out, y'all. Remind you everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, whatever it is, oh, what is a...
And T.
Oh, what is a... You. There is a way. All right, y'all. We out. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yep.
Goodbye.